Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah, it's Beck and Jazeel here, and this is some of the best bits of our show in the last 24 hours. It'll make your wildest dreams come true.
Well, it's definitely some bits of the show from the last 24 hours, but we really hope you enjoy it.
Advent calendars, you've got three. I've got zilch, nutter. I don't think I've ever had an advent calendar.
I had never had an advent calendar until I had kids.
Right, okay.
Because the kids love them. And we initially started with one, and the girls would take turns.
What's in?
Now we've got three kids. It's just, they've got one each to avoid any fights. They get a chocolate every night.
Okay, so it is. It's just chocolate?
Yeah, it's just chocolate. We got a chocolate one.
A lot of people are mixing it up this year.
I've seen a few, like a cheese one.
See, cheese.
It sounds amazing.
It's obviously not for a kid. Well, actually, kids love cheese, but not as much as adults, surely.
Not sure of a kid who likes blue cheese.
Oh, no.
I don't even like blue cheese.
Gross. Why? Don't do that to yourself.
Right? It's disgusting.
It's so gross. There's a few that have beverages. There's all sorts of different ones. But a mum has been praised online because she thought of a new one.
Oh, what is it?
So basically, you can buy these eye masks, you know, the sleep masks, but they have Santa on them.
Okay.
And then they stop. But what she's done is she's continued it on. So underneath the eyes of Santa, it starts the beard and then it obviously stops because you're meant to wear it on your face.
Yeah.
And then she's put all the days underneath it. And then the kids have got to add cotton wool to Santa's chin, I guess, to fill out his beard. And then when his beard is fully full, that's when Santa arrives.
That's not an advent calendar.
Well, it's the opposite.
Yeah.
It's brilliant. No one's eating chocolate. So your kids aren't going to be rowdy. Your kids still love it because they get to add to it. And they're that much closer because they know when the beard is full.
I don't think I like it.
You don't?
No.
You're the first person that I've told it to that hasn't liked this idea.
I don't hate it.
You just dislike it.
I don't like it.
Okay, well, you might like it more now because it comes with a rhyme. Okay, so Santa's beard is very bare. On his chin, he has no hair. So each day, add a puff of white. When it's full, he will come that night.
Okay, I'm going to read it again for people who can't understand your Kiwi accent.
I knew that was going to happen.
Okay, here we go.
I even tried to beard.
Santa's beard is very bare. On his chin, he has no hair. So each day, add a puff of white.
This is ridiculous.
When it's full, he will come that night.
Exactly the same. That's what I just said.
I just don't think. Okay, besides this accent thing we're on.
Yeah.
I don't think you can class it as an advent calendar. Like, it's a cool little countdown to Christmas.
Yeah.
But it's not an advent calendar.
Well, it's the same thing. It's the only thing is you give and you don't take. And Christmas is all about giving.
No, I don't think it's an advent calendar. I'm just saying.
All right. Well, I do want to hear from people. Have you mixed it up? Obviously, chocolate. Everyone does chocolate.
Yep.
But have you got another type of advent calendar?
Ooh, what kind of advent calendar do you have?
I feel like someone on a farm has made this extravagant something.
Yeah.
Because farmers always do that. They always go big and bold and beautiful.
That's a big and bold and beautiful statement you just made.
Yes, and I stand by it. And Michelle has done just that. Michelle, what's your advent calendar?
A Chupa Chup one.
Oh, lollipop advent calendar.
Wow.
So how big is it?
It's the normal chocolate size one. So they're only the mini Chupa Chups. But I have no idea what flavours are in there. But she's absolutely stoked because she doesn't like chocolate and hasn't for a long time. So to actually have an advent calendar that she can open and enjoy a treat is a bonus.
Oh, that's cool. Really? I love that idea.
And did you have to make the board for it to go on? Like, how do you position?
No, I think you can buy it.
It was bought. Yeah, it was bought. I have no idea where from. It was actually my mother-in-law that buys them because she always buys an advent calendar for all my kids.
Oh, and what a great mother-in-law.
Pass on my details to her.
She is.
That'd be brilliant. Hey, Michelle, thank you so much for the call. We've got Veronica on the phone. Veronica, what's your unique advent calendar? Yeah, good.
We actually build one out of Lego.
Oh, cool. So you guys make it yourself as a family?
Yes, I do with my daughter, and then we make a different room for every day.
That's so
really
cool. What do you put in there?
Chocolate.
No, jelly beans.
That's very on point with the colourful blocks.
Yeah,
and all
that would look awesome. Hey, if you've got a picture at any point, can you send it through to us? Because I would love to maybe steal your idea with my children.
That's a really, really cool idea, Veronica. Thank you so much for giving us a buzz. We've got Rachel on the phone. Rachel, what's yours?
Hello, hello. Well, first off, Jazeel, I'll say that I loved your idea, and my mother would also love your idea because when we were younger, this would have been like in the early 90s when, you know, there wasn't really any other options other than a chocolate advent calendar. Mm. She would get a potato, and then she would put 24 toothpicks in it, and then we would pull out one toothpick a day, and then we would be at Christmas. And then the funny thing is, for ages, like, you know, we just accepted it. And then when we got older, we were like, oh, like, was mom really that cheap that she couldn't spend, like, $2 on an advent calendar, like, when we found out how much they were?
And so it's
like, no, no, I just didn't want you having chocolate every day. So, like, oh, all right. So, yeah, was the healthy option.
Oh, I love that. Not only did you not get any treat, you were pulling a stick out of a potato.
Yeah, so funny. And actually, it was quite surprising that my mom would do that because usually she was very much like, oh, we can't waste the toothpicks. You know, one of those people who's very very frugal, let's say. So actually, the fact that she wasted all those toothpicks for us was quite something. So,
maybe she was washing them and putting them back in.
For next year.
Yeah.
I'll have to ask her that, actually.
Rachel, that is so funny. Thank you so much for sharing it with
us.
Such
a great mental image as well, picturing this potato with all these toothpicks just sticking all out of it. Like a little hedgehog.
Could you imagine going back to school and going, oh yeah, opened up this, opened up that, and yeah, I picked a toothpick out of a potato. So funny. Let us know, do you have a unique advent calendar? Give us a call on 9313 0985. Whew, what a hoot that was.
That was. Oh, I'm tired just from listening to it.
Oh, I'm energized.
Yeah. Hey, if you want more from The Drive Show, just visit 98.5.com. And don't forget, you can tune in live anytime for more of this great banter.